the primary subject of today is preparing for 2025. What technology can do to support your consumer duty obligations. We're going to particularly look at onboarding, annual reviews, creating financial plans, and embedding consumer duty into your technology roadmap. We're really privileged to be joined by Emily Loveridge from Abode Financial and Mark Loyal from Camborne. I think it's fair to say we had a good session earlier in the week preparing for this. Emily, you were saying and that you've been really pleased with the way that technology has worked for you, and you've been able to put things into practice that have significantly made your consumer duty journey better. Is that a fair summary of perhaps?
So I guess just firstly, probably a little bit about us is that so based at Abode Financial Planning in Cirencester, so we've actually just reached our 1 year anniversary. So we're servicing around 75 client households. So really wanted to be part of this conversation today because a large part of my role within the last year has essentially been to implement our service strategy. So, you know, which includes the technology that underpins everything for us at the moment. So, I don't know, CRM platforms, planning software, integration of AI, like you said, Ian, which is a massive topic of conversation anyway. And yeah, so really looking forward to this conversation today, I guess, just to sort of explore that in a bit more detail. I think we're sort of at the stage where, I'm sure Mark will go into it, where, you know, data is our biggest problem. And I think for us, it was making sure that our data migration was first and foremost correct, because that's the biggest thing. But for me, I think more importantly, it was actually having a plan for what I wanted to do with that data to be able to actually make the full use of the technology that we're going to use. So I think for me, you know, a positive start to this conversation, I guess, is, you know, we're really pleased with the platforms that we're using. Our back office system planner has been brilliant in integrating all of those things. So yeah, I think it's been a journey so far, but it's one that I think the biggest thing for us was implementing a process to make sure that we were making use of our data efficiently, is what I'd say.
I would imagine, I anticipate we'll probably spend the first or the next 10 minutes or so talking about data, because, you know, it's one of the points that, you know, when I asked you each to sum up the key issues that you thought were important to address during this conversation, you both put data out as the first thing. Mark, if I can come to you, I think it's fair to say that you stressed on the call the other day that you're partway through your journey. You're perhaps not quite as far forward as Emily's firm, and you called out some really interesting issues around data. So can I ask you to expand on that?
Okay, so we're definitely on a journey, because we've been around for 30 plus years, and we've got 30 plus years worth of clients. So data is really difficult. But we moved from our old back office system to our new back office system, which was their first set of data cleansing and data transfer. And I think the most important thing is we didn't try and do that ourselves. We used external consultants. And I think one of the things with this journey is you do need to buy in expertise. I don't think I'm an advisor. I help to run the business, but I'm an advisor. I've not got the skills to do a lot of this work, but I know what needs doing. Therefore, I can find the right people. And sometimes that's as hard as anything, finding the right people. But we think we found the right people. So the first stage in that data journey was moving the data from one back office system to a new back office system. We deliberately chose a back office system that was really data rich. It's based in Microsoft, so we use Wealthcraft. That was a deliberate choice on our part because we wanted that Microsoft environment. Wealthcraft is not the finished article by any means, but it's got so much data in. And the beauty of it is that when you put the data in, you can get it out again. We've had back office systems in the past where you can put it in, but you know, it goes into a black hole. So that was the sort of start of that journey. And now we're on the sort of phase two, or the next phase, where we're doing another data exercise, where we're getting the data imported from direct from providers. And I'd say we've probably got direct feeds for now 95% of our client data, which we have been, our data is the best it's ever been. It's fantastic. It's still not there, and we want more. And we talked about that in our meeting earlier in the week. We want more because we've got legacy business, and you've got people like Reassure and Phoenix that were, you know, are not doing it, what the others are doing. But we've got 95% of our clients on data feeds that are fantastic. The next stage is we move on. We want to integrate. We've got the client data, but we now need to sort of work out the reports. We need to link that to our processes. And, you know, this is the journey we're on. And we're, you know, we're starting with clients. That's our, as a business, that's our focus all the time, is clients. Getting the client data is the first stage. The next stage is getting decent client reports. We're very picky, very, very picky. But we think we can get there. It's not easy. You know, it's cost us a lot of money because we've had to involve external people, but we think it's worth it, and we think that we're going to make savings in the long run.
So that's been a positive return. You're seeing a positive ROI, or you believe you will see a positive return on investment on the external people that you brought in.
Yes. I mean, we use people to help us choose the back office. We used a data specialist at the first instance. We're using a project manager now to help us with the project, because, again, one of the things for IFAs, I'd say, is our discipline is awful. So an external person will help us along. And then we're also using a specialist data company who link into Wealthcraft, and they have been excellent. So we're not there yet, but we're a long way along that journey, and we think we will get there.
Brilliant. So, and Emily, can I come back to you again? When you were summing up the key things, you particularly talked about once you've overcome the obstacles. Would you mind sharing with us some of the obstacles you found, and also how were the ways that you got over those things? You know, tricks and tips. What would you share to help people journey?
Yeah, I think Mark makes a really good point about having a project manager. I think that, so for us, we're in a slightly different stage. The beauty of where we are, I think, is that we kind of have the flexibility to craft something from the very beginning, which is great for us. So I think first and foremost, it's having that project plan to know exactly how you want to be doing things. How can we be servicing our clients in the right way that suits our systems, and moving forward, how can it be so efficient that it, you know, it can sustain growth? You know, that's the end goal at the end of the day. So we wanted to adopt systems. So I think maybe if I start with a negative, I guess for us being a small firm at the moment, it's probably quite daunting, I'd say, the tech that's out there at the moment. I think as a small firm, you question yourself quite a lot on exactly what you should be adopting, and, you know, remaining within the space and knowing exactly what to do. But I think it goes back to choosing the correct people to work with and to partner with, and planning out exactly what you want your system to be able to give back to you. So that was important for us. So I think, firstly, a positive is choosing partnerships to work with that have the same goals as you, and that want, and, you know, are passionate about what we're doing. And like you said earlier, Ian, I think, you know, there's no sort of, everyone's trying to learn from each other in this space. I don't think there's anyone trying to gatekeep anything here. So I think what's been really vital for us is having a back office system that is happy to adapt to this ever-changing landscape. You know, I've used back office systems in the past and platforms that say they're going to do everything, but they don't. So I think being a year in, we took a bit of a risk. And I think actually we've seen that our back office system essentially, I think we'll talk about this later, but essentially, I think what we want to do, you know, what we want to get out of this is to have a complete centralized hub that has two-way sharing facilities to make sure that everything that we're doing can come back to one centralized hub. So I think a positive in this journey is that we've actually been listened to, and I think the feedback is listened to. You know, the functionality is ever changing so that it benefits its users, and then it, you know, in turn, it's benefiting our clients. It's making communications much easier. It's making our processes more streamlined. So for us, positive, choose the right people to work with that actually have the same goals, I think.
So, Mark, in our preparation call, you were particularly calling out the ability to be able to bring together any data you want. Obviously, you've worked with Wealthcraft, which is based on what was called Dynamics, now called the Microsoft Power Platform. Would you like to just explain a little bit more about the flexibility that that has given you to really bring all your data together?
Yeah, I will do that. Just first of all, say, even, I mean, we're probably slightly larger than Emily, but the things that Emily said about, you know, adopting systems and it being daunting and all those things she said are true for just as much for us as they are for a smaller company. But the other thing I'd say is that she said was that the clients are absolutely key. So what we were looking at was, we wanted a platform where we could put in loads of information, because we don't know what we want for a client always. And, you know, we've not got standard reports. We haven't got standard things that we do. We want to get better at that, but we need the information that we can get out. And by having it in Microsoft, first of all, Wealthcraft gives you lots of stuff. It's all there already. But the fact that it's Microsoft means that there's loads of people you can work with who can do really, really clever things. Really clever things. So you say you want a report to do this, this, and this. If it's in Wealthcraft, somebody can do it for you. And I don't know what those reports are going to look like for us. We've got some ideas, but we're only just beginning to start with that journey. And I'll bring up AI, because we're very much early days with AI, but we're already starting to work with a partner to look at this. We believe that AI is, we don't see AI in the way that some people do. We don't see it going to be writing suitability letters and stuff like that, because I've seen some and they're rubbish. But where it is good is at looking at data and all the grunt work it's good at. And we're looking at whether that can help. It can help us with that. And Copilot is probably one of the better ones. And again, that's a Microsoft product. So having everything in one environment is really important. And by having it in Microsoft, we can have, and I think this is essential, because we haven't got this. We're working towards this. We've got more of it. Is having one truth. You'll hear that from some software providers. You know, so many businesses, and ours is one of them still. We've got loads of spreadsheets that do really great things, but they don't link together. They don't talk to each other. We've got loads of different truths. Well, if you've got one truth and one source of data, then when you come to things like consumer duty, they're much easier, aren't they? A lot, lot easier. So that's where we're trying to get to. We're not there, but that's where we're trying to get to. And Microsoft, I think, is, for us, that's the only way to get to that one truth.
I certainly, over the last year and a half, have seen, you know, what you're really describing there is what's frequently referred to as a data lake. You know, I'm seeing more and more firms going towards the situation of wanting a data lake and getting into a position where they can source the data from the best possible place. So historically, a lot of people were running all their data through their practice management system, their back office system. More and more, we're seeing firms to moving to a situation of saying, where's the best record for me to get and keep that up to date? And it doesn't necessarily, you know, if there are certain things where the practice management system may be constrained in the way it holds data, may not take all the elements, whereas there's another source that can give you richer information, the ability, as you say there, Mark, to have one version of the truth. Emily, can I come on and ask you to talk to us a little bit about how you've used this? Because you said you're a very young firm. Congratulations on getting to 1 year. How have you used technology to help you with your onboarding process?
Yeah, that's a good question. So just to stress as well, I think so we're very lucky in the fact that our managing director brought his clients across. So we were, going back to Mark's point, the data point was still a bit of a bugbearer for us, making sure that that was correct. So what we wanted to do, I think, so what I spent a lot of time doing at the beginning of last year was kind of finessing this client onboarding process, because the whole point was that we already had our clients, and, you know, growth is obviously what we're aiming for. So new client onboarding was key for us. So I think how we wanted technology to come into that was a lot of automation. So again, you know, going back to Mark, we've sort of adopted AI slightly. So we're starting to use Saturn AI for meeting file notes, you know, and that kind of thing to sort of streamline that process. So I think the whole, what we wanted to do was have somewhere, a software where we could have automations, you know, so we want one process. I'll go back to this, but it's also key to note that, I guess, it's okay to have a, you know, a streamlined process, but actually being able to adapt that sometimes per client, not in a, you know, not in a complete change of process way, but being able to still adapt your processes without constraining the efficiencies were really key for us as well. So essentially how that works is building automations and cases and workflows that have a centralized trigger point, essentially. You know, Dave Bloggs is due for his review meeting next month, automatically triggers our workflows. We know exactly who in the business is completing what, at what time, at what date. Have they done it? Yes, they can complete it. They need to complete it. You can't move on to the next stage until you have. So really just, you know, using our systems to plug in as much information as possible. So going back to Consumer Duty, especially for new clients, you know, having a system where we could, you know, tag new clients that are, you know, classed as vulnerable, or that, like I say, we needed to adapt slightly, I think. And essentially, I think the key thing is just to make sure that deadlines are never missed. I mean, we all know that, you know, the FCA are, you know, quite rightly strict on review dates and being able to prove that we've done what we said we've done, right? So I think, you know, having a system in place where it does link to your 365 calendar, it does then link to your platform, you know, live valuation feeds, making the process completely streamlined. I think that's how we looked at it anyway. And there's things that we can do in the meantime, I think, that are definitely going to improve that. But that was where we started. And, you know, making, you know, there's lots of great things now, like you say, you know, that you can build into your systems to make that easier, essentially.
Right. I'm going to come to Mark in a minute and ask you, because I know, Mark, you're going through a multi-stage process, and it would be interesting if you would share with us the order in which, you know, what are the things that you've come to first. But before I come to you, I'm just going to invite Tina Weeks, who's put a couple of comments in the chat. Tina, particularly, you said you learned a few things the hard way. Would you mind coming on camera and sharing with people, you know, what the lessons that you learned are and what you would advise them to do? Thank you. You want to come off mute, Tina?